Future of Journalism, episode 16. Does it matter that the Murdoch press is seen as right-wing and the ABC seen as lefties? And what damage is done by the way media bias has been magnified in the US, especially through the Trump era? These are fundamental ethical issues going to the heart of journalists' and publishers' obligations to the rest of us. And they are what Kelly McBride grapples with. As chair of the Craig Newmark Center for Ethics and Leadership at the Poynter Institute, her role is to guide publishers and journalists on ethical issues. Kelly, how would you summarize the state of journalism at the moment?
Chaotic. It's absolutely chaotic. We have some organizations that are figuring out a viable financial model and doing good journalism. We have many organizations that have figured out a viable financial model by doing bad journalism, harmful journalism. And there are many, many organizations that are struggling to do good journalism, have not cracked the financial model at all. And as a result, they really can't do the type of journalism that they want to. So it's absolutely chaotic.
Yeah. So as a result of this series, I'm really quite optimistic about the future. What do you think?
You know, I think that it's going to go in different directions depending on the geography. In some places, it's going to get a lot worse in terms of the strength of the journalism and therefore the strength of the democracy. What I don't know is if it will get better then after it gets worse, or if those democracies will become like shadow democracies, basically democracies in name only, but because the citizens themselves are manipulated or uninformed to the point that they don't necessarily vote their best interest, or they can't effectively participate in democracy. So I think in some places that is a very real possibility. I think in other places, the journalism will continue to get stronger and serve the citizens and evolve in a way that the citizens can trust it. Because that's really the thing, is if the citizens can find and trust the good journalism, then the democracy can thrive.
So in the cases where it's not going to happen, is that do you think because people don't actually understand what journalism is, can't distinguish the good from the bad?
Yeah. Or they can't agree on what's good journalism, right? They would just fundamentally disagree with me on what good journalism is, right? And they would want journalism that reflects their philosophical point of view, even if the science or the data doesn't back that up, even if there is disagreement over what the truth is. They would want journalism to reflect their worldview.
Yeah, so you're talking about people like vax deniers, climate deniers,
the white supremacists, right, anti-immigration kind of people who don't want to continue to evolve society into a more equal place because they feel like it's going to cost them something, because they see resources and progress as a zero-sum game. If somebody else is gaining, they are losing.
Yep. So you're putting the burden of good journalism in a funny kind of a way on the people who read it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's part of the solution here, actually.
And so how do we do that? Do we train what journalism is and what democracy is in schools?
Mm-hmm. That's part of it. Yeah, I think we do have to figure out a way to educate citizens to truly advocate for their own self-interest by consuming better journalism. I think that journalism has to engineer that a little bit. I think we have to help citizens understand what they're getting and navigate a very noisy environment right now. We haven't done a very good job of engineering that for them so that they can make better choices. I think we also have to reinvest in civics education.
No, well, in civics in the United States, as I understand it, one of the huge things is that people have a start with a very good grounding of what the Constitution means, and so have an understanding of the five freedoms, including press freedom.
Yes.
But the issue that you're posing is that the well-informed become better informed and the less well-informed become further isolated.
Right. Well, they become further isolated, which makes them more vulnerable to manipulation in against their own self-interest, right? Like, I just want citizens who can act in their own self-interest, because that's really what democracy is can the plural, can we make a system that serves the majority of the people in the country with respect for the minority? That's part of our Constitution.
Okay. So besides civics education, how do we do that?
Well, I think we also have to strengthen the local experience of journalism, right? Because there are many people who live in, we call them news deserts here in the United States, and there is no local accountability. And the way that you are most likely to experience government is local, right? It is your local police force, your local school district. And if nobody is holding those forces accountable, then why? Because all the media is located in some center that has a completely different view of the world than you do and has no idea what your lived experience is, then why would you trust the media on national issues if they can't get it right on local issues?
Yep, certainly in Australia, the media is very city-oriented. And when you are in the country, it sounds like they're talking to a different audience altogether. In fact, yeah, there's a tendency in some of the media in Australia to actually talk down to rural people who live in the regions.
Yeah, you know, there's this term that the media coined here called flyover country. And it was basically like when you're flying from New York to Los Angeles, all the 48 states that are in between those two are considered flyover country. I have lived in flyover country my whole life. I find it an insulting term.
Yeah, well, we were able to, when there was a lot of money flowing through journalism, through advertising, it was okay to have fairly weak local journalism. But now people, I think, as you've just said, are realizing that local journalism is really important.
Yeah, I mean, there, a couple of things happened at the same time, right? So advertising became much less lucrative, right? Most of the money went away from journalism. At the very same time, because of the internet, there became this plethora of voices, right? The means of production fell away. And as a result, fact-based reporting became a much smaller portion of the journalism menu that any citizen was offered up at any one time. And opinion-based journalism, people just sort of saying what they think and why they think you should think what they think, that became a much larger portion of what the average citizen would consume. And then, and coinciding with that, the emotional quotient that goes with that work also got ratcheted up, partly so that you can, as a citizen, so that you'll choose it, right? It's to make it more attractive to you when you have all these things that you could be clicking on. So a lot happened, not just that the advertising went away. I think that's why local journalism is dying. It's because the advertising went away. But these other factors play into it as well.
So journalism's got to work much harder at distinguishing itself from the rest of the noise, the influencers, the people who are making the noise, the activists and the like. And doesn't that require of journalism to be much more careful about its ethics and its quality?
Yes, it definitely does. And that is what I do 100% of the time in my professional life, is work with journalists to make sure that they're paying attention, that they're not just being rule obedient, but they're paying attention to how the choices that they make in their reporting and storytelling and publication and distribution, how all of those choices influence the outcome, which is what ethics is about, right? What harm are you causing? What good are you causing? And so that they're causing more good than harm in their work.
Yeah. So I, when I was a journalist, I finished about 20 years ago. When I was a journalist, essentially the mission was to keep the bastards honest. But journalism really is broader than that, isn't it? It's a more complex than just chasing the bad guys.
Yeah, it always has been, right? I mean, I'm actually doing a little project on William Randolph Hearst in the at the turn of the last century and the journalism that he created. He you know, is the sort of father of yellow journalism or sensational and inaccurate journalism, you know, formulated a process more than 100 years ago that was about manipulating people by their emotions of fear and anger, as well as sometimes holding people accountable. He mixed the two of them together quite well.
So the task then is to take the yellow out of journalism.
Yeah, and that's why we need ethics, right? You know, the good news organizations are constantly looking at the harm that they cause and trying to figure out how to not do it again.
Very interesting. Kelly McBride, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.